to exchange the truth for a lie.
They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Romans 1:25.
I bless you to understand that it has always been the God of this world's goal to get you to serve created things rather than the Creator. He would like you to revere people instead of the Creator of people. He would love you to serve a ministry instead of the Creator of the ministry. He would love you to glorify and exalt the extent of your education rather than the Most High.
Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. Romans 6:16.
I bless you to understand that Satan, the god of this world, achieves his goal to worship and serve created things rather than the Creator by exchanging truths for lies, one by one. If the father of lies can get you to believe him, he can get you to obey him. Once he can get you to obey him, he can control you. Once he can control you, he can get you to participate in every sort of evil, because you are deceived.
The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. 2 Thessalonians 2 verses 9 and 10.
I bless you to understand that you will perish if you refuse to love the truth. You will serve created things instead of the Creator. You will try to find acceptance and worth by serving people, things, organizations, and high positions rather than the Creator of these. I bless you to love the truth and be saved. Find the lies of unworthiness and unacceptance in your life and exchange them for the truth. I bless you.